Bring our next guest on, and we'll have our MC Rob Yux from Full Spectrum Universe come in and introduce our next guest. Welcome, Rob Yux. How are you, my brother?
What's up, Omar? We're here, and I've been a part of the last quite a few Portal to Ascension panel days that are just absolutely amazing. The energy's off the chart. The information, as Phil Gruber would say, is the activation. We love it. We are the ones that we've been waiting for, and I get to introduce this next guest and all of her incredible work. As you can see, Brooklyn Rain is with me, but let me do a quick bio for her. So Brooklyn Rain is an intuitive channel, cosmic heart oracle, and quantum healer. She has experienced many incarnations with the Sophia Christ Collective, the Lyran Syrian Whites, the Orophim, Ancient Pleiadians, and the Hathors. Through her diamond sun crystal structure, she assists humans to return to their original divine blueprint combined with their Christos template, allowing a fuller embodiment of the I Am presence and unity consciousness. As an original seeder of both humanity and of Gaia's many elemental resources, Brooklyn works to assist in the repairing and rebuilding the portals, frequencies, grids, and meridians of both the micro of humanity and the macro of Gaia. As an enlightened teacher of the Christ consciousness in the many lifetimes, both on Earth and throughout the multiverse, Brooklyn channels the wisdoms and the living light transmissions from many multi-galactical Christ collectives. These transmissions and wisdoms come through as a spoken word, light language, or light frequency. Brooklyn received a BS, which is a bachelor's, in the hotel and restaurant management for the Pennsylvania State University and an associate's degree in the culinary arts from the Culinary Institute of America. She spent over 15 years as a chef creator and a concept owner before moving into her training at the Institute for Integral Nutrition as a holistic health coach. Today, she incorporates her understanding of food, meditation, quantum energy, and spirituality to assist individuals in their healing process of the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. So without further ado, hi, Brooklyn, how are you?
Hi, thank you so much for having me here. I'm very excited.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. You know, seeing what you do and the way that you embody this notion of helping people is so admirable, and it's like a pay it forward method, and I totally adore it. I think it's absolutely incredible, and I think we need 100 more of you, if not thousands more of you, out there really helping people to come in contact with a lot of the past lives and what that means and the activations and being able to assert themselves on a cosmic scale as opposed to just a micro scale. But you kind of do both too, which is really incredible.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And I feel grateful and honored to be here during this epic time that we are in right now. And I know we're all feeling what that epic means in varying degrees and waves. And so exciting.
Absolutely incredible. It's absolutely incredible. And, you know, I can't commend you enough on how you do. And are you doing a presentation, or are we doing a back and forth? I think we're doing a.
Yeah, I'm open to all of it.
Awesome.
Some of the things that were coming in, that wanted to be, brought forth were just some of the catalyzing energies that really began to reveal themselves. At the beginning of, or actually at the tail end of 2021, moving into, this now time. But certainly I'm open to, however it feels best to go through this together. Yeah.
Well, that's one question I did have for you is, starting where you became, I'm sure you had your awakening like many other people. From that point to now, how is that transition from the more of an understanding of what it was back then to now? Is it that incredible? Is that arc, I want to say, very, very large? Or was it always a part of you in a sense that you knew something was there, but you just had to kind of get into it and kind of make the awareness more so to yourself than others and really focus on it?
Yeah, what a great question, because I feel like there's just been so many layers to how to respond to that. You know, going all the way back to when I first came, you know, into this incarnation, I was, you know, had quite a few of my spidey senses, so to speak, that were engaged. And, you know, and just like so many of us, right, so many star seeds and, you know, and beings that have come in this particular wave of ascension. You know, we come in, we're activated, we're excited, and then we realize, oh, hold on a second. I've got to figure out how to navigate through this matrix and, you know, and fit in and survive, so to speak, right? So a lot of those extrasensory gifts and abilities and things remained, you know, in existence, of course, because everything is always here, you know, simultaneously, right? But we're definitely, you know, I brought in layers of you know, assistance, so to speak, to sort of create a little bit of dumbing down of them, if you will. And it was, and as we know, it's all in divine perfection, because then we are able to experience, right? We're able to activate all the imprints of our ancestral, collective, and soul imprints of densities and polarities, activate them, bring them into expression, magnetize all the different characters and plays that we, you know, participate in. And, you know, and then, of course, our blueprint begins to throw in what I call our divine alarm clock, right? So the divine alarm clock starts to go off. We hit the buzzer. Some of us hit the buzzer many, many times.
Snooze 10 minutes, snooze 5 yeah, minutes, yeah. Snooze 20 minutes. Uh-oh, no, not that far out.
Yeah, exactly, right? And then all of a sudden it's like, oops, okay, it's broken. I guess this is my surrender point. And so, yeah, and so that's pretty much how it, you know, how it took place. It wasn't really until about almost exactly 10 years ago that, you know, I hit the surrender point and literally threw my arms up in the air and was like, okay, I don't have the answers. Like, what am I supposed to do here? And I heard a voice audibly say, it's time to meditate. And so there began the journey, and I started to, you know, it was just like, at the same time I heard that voice, there was a full activation that took place of unwavering faith, trust, and surrender, right? It was just there. Like, I just knew, I had no idea what any of it was meaning, but I just knew that this is exactly what I was gonna do. So, you know, so I began to meditate, and that led to the next thing, and all these, you know, massive energies were dropping in and sort of confirming that, you know, okay, you're on the right path. So to kind of come full circle to answer, like, things were landing and sort of unwinding and unfolding a little bit, like from an intellectually understood concept, right? Like, some of the first things I was guided to read was like The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, you know, and really kind of planting the seeds of being in the now moment, getting present, finding that, you know, that center point, right? And so upon engaging in it and learning about it, I was like, oh yeah, of course, that, right? And so then different things would lead me into different ways of exploring that, and, you know, and it would just keep dropping in. And now, you know, and then as we further surrender and further kind of go in and get the flashlight on, and it's like, okay, like, what else needs to, you know, be peeled off, and what else wants to come in? I feel like, you know, more and more and more, it's becoming an embodiment. And so I feel like that's sort of could be said of like every single sort of foundational spiritual wisdom and truth that's kind of dropped in over the course of this last 10 years starts off as like, yeah, okay, I kind of get that. Like, I know I'm supposed to get that. Like, in some ways, you know, it's kind of landing as being a pretty, you know, profound and important thing. And then it's like, okay, more and more and more and more, you know, experience comes in, and it becomes something where it's just further and further embodied. So I love that you asked that, because one of the things that, again, that dropped in first was this whole, you know, spiritual foundational wisdom of getting centered, being in the present moment, you know. And it's like, we go through all these amazing experiences, and you know, we're reading about all these things and we're having visitations, and you know, all these things are taking place. And then here comes 2021, and you know, and this huge dropping comes in on winter solstice. And because, you know, I was in a fire ceremony and I was like, okay, you know, what's in the highest and best for, you know, for the here and now, for humanity? What am I meant to be a vehicle of, you know, how can I be in the greatest service moving into this next year? And it was like, whew, the zero point, right? Stillness, you know, coming in, you know, hunkering down even more into the now moment, into the present moment, finding that way of being the eye of the storm. And, you know, and so now, then I started to realize, because it was so palpable as it was coming in, you know, okay, what's about to happen here? What's about to take place?
I'm sure. It must have been crazy. And I loved how you said that it was sort of like theoretical until it was actually implementation time, or it became an experience, which then kind of drove it home for you with these specific little sprinkles that you were getting. And, you know, because anybody can tell you things, and even the guides that come and tell you things sometimes, or the people you're channeling. And at first you're like, I get it. But then when you have that immediate experience afterwards, that kind of really cements what they're trying to say to you. And I don't channel myself, but I've spoken to a lot of channelers before. And I think one of the things that is so important is just to be able to listen in the now and take it, even if you don't understand it at this moment, it will unveil itself when the time is right. And it's in there for that moment. And I think that, you know, you expressing it is incredible. And, you know, I want to know a little bit more about who you channel and what they're telling you, because I know 2021 for everybody was very difficult. And a lot of people had a really hard time with just being with themselves. And I think a lot of what we do with being able to contact people and let them see that things are all right, and it's okay to be in the now, be by yourself, do that work, and move to this next phase with us. And I think that that's another very important thing. And I'm sure you're doing that across the board. I know it already. I don't even have to ask you. But, you know, tell us who you're channeling and what they're telling you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it's been an interesting progression with channeling, similarly to some of the other things you were, you know, asking about, and like how, you know, it's taken place. I feel as though, you know, there was a significant shift towards the end of, you know, again, towards the end of 2021, well, I guess maybe like mid 2021, really, where there was a series of pretty significant activations that took place, where I was kind of rendered in the state of, I guess one might call it like samadhi, where, you know, you're just in this place of complete awareness and sort of bliss state. And all this different sacred geometry and light was coming in. And this must have taken place for, in one particular instance, which seemed to be like the grandest catalyst of it, for a good hour or so. You know, and as it was taking place, I was just thinking to myself, like, okay, you know, sending so much gratitude, and, you know, and then I, you know, paused for a moment and said, okay, so, you know, what is the point of it? You know, or what is taking place here, right? You know,
right. What do I do now?
Right, right. And so, you know, Source dropped in and said, you know, you're preparing for, you know, the next phase of your service, your divine service here. You know, is this, are you ready and willing to, you know, to really flow into this and accept it? You know, and I said, yes, you know, of course. So what, you know, we never know what that means, right?
You're saying yes, and you're like, I think I know, but you really don't at that point. You're like, yeah. Okay, but I got it. Let's go.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Again, it's like that unwavering faith, trust, and surrender. So as that dropped in, lots of different things took place, and yet what became very evident is, it was a very significant and sort of palpable, again, going from an intellectually understood concept to a really grand felt sense of this integration of becoming the witnessing presence, this integration of the oversoul complex. And everything started shifting really quickly. And, you know, we hear about instant manifestation. Again, you know, it goes from an intellectually understood concept, and then it starts to really take place in your real time, in your reality, and you're like, whoa, okay, like, this is what is meant by that. So during that phase, what took place is, in the dropping in of the oversoul, there was a dropping into a sort of a grander bandwidth, if you will, with direct, you know, prime source creator, and you sort of a direct flow of consciousness. So now more often than not, there's a one source collective that steps forth to communicate, and that, you know, essentially is channeled, and it shows up as sort of an extension, if you will, of the oversoul complex. Yet kind of going all the way up and through a channel of light that connects, or at least what I'm shown is, you know, connects me to my point of individuation. So that's sort of, I would say, the best way to describe what it is, the source of information, if you will, and wisdom that comes through. Now that said, you know, sometimes there's times when I'm connecting in session, or, you know, and it's, you know, I show up as a mirror, because that's sort of what my blueprint here is to hold myself as a diamond mirror, and to bring forth and be a reflection of whatever your higher self and or oversoul, depending on how much of the integration process is taking place, desires to communicate through. So that would be an example of when, you know, there's a sort of a connection or a channeling of beings, or, you know, outside of the one source collective, if you will. So what came in and what has been coming in is that, you know, I'm sure in so many different ways we're hearing it, and certainly I'm sure over the next 3 days in this awesome Portal to Ascension conference, we'll be hearing about how these are truly unprecedented times, right? So palpable. And we always hear it, and each year we're like, oh, this year is going to be, you know, even more significant than last year. But really, it keeps happening. You know, we keep saying it, but it keeps happening. Everything keeps up leveling. And so when I was sitting in that ceremony and asking, you know, what is meant to come forth, what is meant to come through, not only was there a significant transmission showing this whole sort of quantum infrastructure and access to greater ability to incend our own unique and individual zero point connection within, and how that would assist in this our ability to further attune to the present moment and to allow ourselves to navigate through all, you know, what is coming in a greater sense of groundedness and grace and ease. But additionally, what came through is this expression of the sixth elemental frequency of diamond blue plasma resurrecting into the accessibility by humanity and by Gaia. And so when that took place, this huge collective of source original angelic beings came forth and started to begin to kind of bring in slowly, and thankfully so, this whole infrastructure of this diamond blue plasma, the sixth element that had gained access through what they referred to as this core plasma diamond sunbelt. And they began to show that, you know, there will be a series of very significant portals, these diamond plasma portals, and they were already beginning to engage, dropping in over the course now, you know, in this now moment, one being this coming April 22nd, next Friday, and then another one on May 21st, and another one on June 22nd. And So essentially, what they're showing in that is that these portal systems are greater bandwidths of access to what is going to be interpreted by each individuation of source, you know, each human, in accordance to their blueprint and their ability to resurrect and bring forth these specific source codes that are coming through these portals to, well, to do many things. But one of the things that that we know we're all waiting to be able to do is to trans, you know, transcend the genetically modified, fragmented, and skewed DNA, right? To resurrect the infrastructure of our highest angelic template, our highest expression of DNA, of source codes. And so within these significant portals of consciousness, each individuation, each human, each person here who is in, you know, even if you're not attuned and you're not actively participating at this point in your, you know, ascension, they're still going to be interfacing with it. And like most things, the more we have a conscious awareness of it, the more we can direct ourselves as source into the interfacing, into the integration of it, and, you know, get curious with it and find out, okay, how am I meant to work with these codes? So how they show this diamond blue sixth elemental frequency is that essentially it comes in to be able to assist in holding a frequency bandwidth that will essentially allow for the full resurrection of all the other elemental consciousness and frequencies that exist primarily within the human physical body. But also, as we know, all of our bodies are interconnected and interfacing one another. So everything that we do to resurrect the integrity of our crystalline DNA and our plasma body will essentially trickle down or trickle out, if you will, right, into the resurrection of the templates and the infrastructure of the emotional body, the spirit body, and the mental body as well. So one of the ways in which they showed we are capable of further accessing this, right? So it's like, what do you
I'm not sure if I froze.
Yeah, no, she froze.
She froze because usually it's me, and I'm like, wait a minute, is it
It's
me?
so funny because you were so still. I thought you froze too, and I thought.
Oh, no. But I mean, this is incredible. This is incredible so far. Speaking to her has just been enlightening for me on a personal level. Not even, you know, and talking about the re-evolution. You know, if we look at how humanity was in ancient times and coming through that area and this de-evolution that we've had, and now she's talking about this ability to transcend that de-evolution to be back up on that upward arc, and essentially it's gonna, you know, and I have a feeling she's going to go into this, into where she talks about the macro of humanity. There she is,
There she is.
Brooklyn. You're back. Or not. There you are. There you are.
Oh, that are you able to hear me?
Yes, we got you. Go ahead.
Okay, that's so that it's awesome. Yeah, it's interesting because as I was being guided to bring in this topic and this, you know, and to open this portal, I was being shown that, you know, perhaps there's some beings on the periphery of it that are like, wait, we don't want everyone to know this. So, anyways. So yes. So within, you know, within the Earth, within Gaia, there's the central crystal Earth star. We know that there's the core, right? And that core is the micro expression of the macro of the core of the central sun within our universal system. And then what is shown through this diamond plasma sun belt in greater sort of expression is that there's like a central channel essentially that runs through the entire existence of all that is. So, and this, the central channel is, holds, it's, it holds, you know, frequencies of how to best bring it in to make it most digestible. So essentially it, it holds the ability to access, all of the original source codes of light and sound that are held within this plasma framework, if you will, so that as it's bringing and brought through and accessed, depending on where any system is, you know, within the ascension process, you can digest it, if you will. You can, it can come through in a, so this, this plasma, this diamond blue plasma, allows for a greater sense of digestibility and the ability for us to receive these original codes that would otherwise have sort of a, maybe a bit of a challenging time going from the state of beyond dimensionalization into such a, such a density as third density. So the consciousness of the plasma itself is sort of a medium that allows for the translation of whatever is meant to be, you know, witnessed and embraced by any one individual on their journey here. So this, the central diamond sunbelt has been resurrected and in kind of great degrees and bandwidths to greater access within the earth. And a lot of times we'll hear of different people describing like the fall of human consciousness and how, you know, all these different galactic wars have taken place and are still taking place. And yes, we know all of these things to be true, right? And, you know, and there's many, many, many layers and many, many timelines and so forth. But one of the things in which this, this re-entry and re, or re-access to this particular expression of the central channel of all that is that each one of us can, through our further attunement of our zero point connection field and our desire and our focusing of our, you know, intention as source, can access very significant bandwidths and access to our original source codes and our DNA in a very, very insignificant amount of linear time. And how we can access it best is by bringing ourselves into the portal, into this portal within the central crystal Earth star at this particular point in time. However, as these big portal systems further engage, further accessing, you know, the grid system in different ways and accessing the different, you know, stargates and so forth within the grid system of Gaia. And consequently, as we know, we hold access within our original template to the stargates and gateways, right? There's this very significant period of time where a massive amount of transcendence can take place. So when these other plasma portals engage, we will be, and they're not kind of showing the specifics of it yet, but we'll be brought into other portals of opportunity outside of just kind of connecting with the central crystal Earth star to be able to engage in it. So I'll pause there for a moment because I know that was sort of a lot to drop in.
It's a lot, but I understood all of it. And I believe that this re-evolution of the consciousness, but also the physical plane with that re-upping of the source code is going to help Gaia as well on a grand scale when we come into that symbiotic kind of relationship through the portals and the stargates and being able to have full access to possibly our full potential at those points in such a small time. And, you know, this begs me to another question, because when you were starting to be given access to your abilities, emotionally, what was that like? And can we expect that sort of emotional reaction, I guess we could say, when we start to transcend and through, or we start to get that the framework and the source code? Is it going to be a jolting or jarring sort of emotional response, or is it going to be a little bit more tailored to give us that ability not only do it fast, but in an almost a calm manner?
Yeah, that's such an awesome question, because, you know, There's so much rattling of right. all levels and layers of our infrastructure as a result of receiving and having access to such significant, you know, consciousness, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, again, this kind of meets each one of us where we are, you know, as the unique individuations that we are, right? And also, you know, kind of one of those things is like, oh, how much, you know, how much of, you know, how much have we been kind of, you know, clearing out the garden, right, on this journey thus far? How much have we honored, you know, our emotional bodies and, you know, and the releasing of the densities, you know, and so forth? And so, you know, each one of us will be interfacing it, you know, a bit differently, I would say, emotionally. And so, I think the beautiful part about it is if we are allowing ourselves to kind of to find that zero point, right, to find that now moment in whatever way that means for us, and to engage in some really foundational, basic principles and practices, we can really we can navigate through this with a lot more grace and ease. And so, you know, as those emotions come up, so in other words, you know, it really just is dependent upon, you know, how much we're still holding in way of density, to what degree we're going to kind of go on this little bit of this roller coaster ride right now. And the more we allow ourselves to be connected to the zero point, to the present moment, and surrender into, okay, this is intense. I am source. I am, you know, I am the commander of my light ship. I'm the conductor of this journey here. Let me get neutral. Let me get into my neutral point. Let me get into my zero point here. I'm feeling like a lot of things coming up right now, and it's intense, right? So, you know, dropping in, even though, you know, at those moments, sometimes the thought or the, you know, of trying to connect to neutrality is almost laughable, because we're like, what, you know, that's that is like the last thing that I, you know, it's so profound, because soon as we set the intention to do that and we take some deep breaths, okay, I am the witnessing presence. I am the neutral observer of what's taking place. I'm going to take ownership of whatever's coming up right now, because, you know, consciously or unconsciously, I've accumulated this through my journey here. Right. Or, you know, and or through my, you know, agreeing to certain imprints, you know, prior to incarnating. So that's where I feel like it circles back to the whole getting to a place of greater connection to, you know, to that zero point, to that neutral point, because it is going, and it is. I mean, for, you know, I've for the last 10 years, wake up every single day, you know, throughout different practices, whether it's meditation, you know, in silence with a rhythmic breath, or sacred breath work, which is a lot more, you know, like a more intense, or a walking meditation, whatever it is, right? It's like, it just was programmed in my blueprint. As soon as I started to wake up, I'm going to release whatever no longer serves me, and I'm going to bring in and activate what desires to come back online. And so, you know, I would say I've been diligently, you know, asking to release those emotions, right? So at the beginning, it was not pretty, right? It was sticky, and there's a lot, you know, and I thought to myself, wow, I thought this was supposed to be releasing, you know, and it would intensify. But a lot of times when it's intensifying like that, as we know, right, it's because we're witnessing the alchemy taking place, where yes. It's intensifying because it's present now. It wants to speak to us. It wants to bring forth its wisdom. Right. And then if we can surrender into just being the witnessing presence of it, receive the wisdom, integrate the polarity, and, you know, we can release that heaviness and the weightedness of it. So it's really, again, this time is going to really sort of encourage, we'll say, because there is no wrong or right way to navigate through it. Of course, we know, but it's really encouraging us to go back to the basics of how to, you know, to handle these different storms that arise. And emotions are definitely, you know, something that humanity has had a full spectrum of especially in the third density.
I agree with you. And I think one of the things that I'm most looking forward to is the shedding of all of that, that unnecessary programming where people are acting in ways that are predestined by somebody else. And there's it. And we were talking about this a little bit before, and becoming the genuine self or the genuine person you're meant to be. And I think by getting that source code back and having that ability to shed those emotions that are no longer helpful on this journey, because instead of actually, you know, wanting to work through them and just getting rid of them and releasing them, brings you back to your genuine. And I think that genuine is what we all strive to be in. And I'll tell you, we're coming up on the end of the interview, but this has been immensely powerful to me personally. And I want to thank you so much, because I everything you said I had felt was happening, but I wasn't sure. And you were sort of that validation to me that it's coming from somewhere else, and because I don't have the same abilities as you do just yet. So having that validation from also beyond and my own kind of intuition is leaps and bounds from where I was 30, 40 minutes ago. Like it's really, really wild. And, you know, we have about 3 minutes left. So I want you to let everybody know where they can find your work, because I will be following your work. And I think it's imperative that others do the same as well.
Thank you so much. That's so sweet of you. Yes. So you can go to brooklynrain.com, and it's Brooklyn is spelled B-R-O-O-K-L-I-N, R-A-Y-N-E. And that would be the easiest way, I would say, to be able to connect. And there's also on YouTube lots of transmissions, free transmissions and offerings and ways to connect, because I know we had chatted or in previous communications prior to now talking about doing an activation, and of course we were flowing in such a way in which, you know, it didn't allow for us the time to do that. So just want to put it out there that there are lots of different ways to receive transmissions and things on those different platforms mentioned.
Yeah, I this was an activation. I truly believe it. The information, as I love quoting Phil Gruber, because he says it and it's true. The information is the activation. And I think once people become, like we were speaking about before, aware of what it is, or a light gets shined onto it, we have this ability to now kind of either transmute it or take it in as our own and reevaluate what it means to us. So, Brooklyn, I just want to say thank you so much. And this has been an honor and a privilege. And I look forward to possibly having you on my show, too, so we can do part two of this and keep it going and really, you know, hit the ground running and going into the middle of 2022, because 2022 is the year of the truth seeker. It is the year of consciousness. And I think that we are truly going to transcend all of the paradigms that we thought were going to hold us back before, have no bearing in our lives anymore. So thank you.
Beautifully said. Yeah. Thank you so much. And I would love to co-create again. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. So with that being said, I'm going to give it back to Neil, and I see Alan's coming in too. Hello, Alan. How are you?
Hey, good to see you, Rob. That was great. I wanted to hear more about Brooklyn. I was born in Brooklyn, actually, so there you go.
Oh, awesome. I lived in Brooklyn.
Are you living in Brooklyn?
Not now, but when I, at one point in my 20s, I did live in Brooklyn.
Where are you located now?
I live in Tampa, Florida.
Nice.
Oh, I was just in Tampa.
Much nicer.
Brooklyn, yeah. I'm passing through Tampa in like 3 days.
Neil, okay, will you reach out to me? We have to, I'll have to, we'll do something. I don't know what, something.
All right, let's do it. Yeah, I'll reach out to you. Okay. And Brooklyn, thank you so much. And I just also let everybody know about your podcast too.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. There's a podcast that I co-host with Emily Harris and Emily Harris-Gosh. And it's called Unity, Unity Live. So thank you for reminding. And Neil was on there not too long ago. So you'd be able to access his beautiful wisdom. And that can be found on YouTube as well. So
thank you. And that's how I came across Brooklyn's work and her awareness was being on the podcast, really like loved everything she shared. So that was kind of how this all manifested. So thank you again, Brooklyn. So yes. I'll contact you in a few days.
Okay. Thank you all. Bye. Love you guys.
Awesome. Thank you, Brooklyn. I'll see you all later. I'm off to the races here.
Thanks. You going to the races?
No, okay. I wish.
It's a saying, an expression.
Aren't you in New York too, Rob?
I am. I'm about an hour and 15 minutes north of New York City. So
there.
Well, let's meet up sometime.
Yeah.
Great job, Rob.
Let me know. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for the ability to do it. And I just want to say you guys are putting together another spectacular event. This is every time you give me the honor of being able to co-create with you guys during these spaces. It's just incredible, intense. And, you know, everything I said about the last 30 minutes has changed my perception on so many different things that come from the other side that I don't have access to just yet. So it's truly incredible, truly incredible. So thank you guys.
Thank you, man. All right. We'll speak soon.